What's going on, woke fans? You know, my Christian fam, everybody, man. You know, it's such a good morning, man. Woke up this morning, you know, sort of, you know, like I scrolled through TikTok because, you know, it's really weird, you know, like, you know, the little kids doing the dances or whatever. But no, you know, it was actually, I think TikTok takes the algorithm of what you search the most or, you know, what kind of videos you watch the most. And so when I scroll through my TikTok, it's a bunch of, you know, people talking about Christianity, pastors, things like that. And it's just been like a really good morning because, you know, you kind of see, you know, TikTok is this, you know, this new social media network, and, you know, you expect to kind of see the little kids or, you know, just different, you know, like different people besides, you know, actual Christians. But there's so many on there, and, you know, it's absolutely amazing. And they're talking about Jesus Christ, and they're talking about God, and, you know, just the things that, you know, God has done for them, and the thing that God continues to do in their life, which, you know, I mean, is like immensely great. And, you know, and whether you're, you know, whether you're, you know, you've been a Christian forever, you were raised as a Christian, you know, you went to Sunday school, or, you know, something happened in your life and it made you turn, you know, just towards Christianity. Like, I'm so happy for you. And, you know, this is something that, you know, I just feel like, you know, we have to tell people about, because, you know, there's nothing like the love of God. And, you know, of course, in a lot of people, you know, they just, you know, think that, oh, you know, you're a Christian and, you know, you've always been a Christian. You've never thought about anything else besides being a Christian. But, you know, like, it's, you know, it's the contrary, because, you know, as soon as you take on that Christian life, there's a bunch of problems that, you know, start to, you know, reveal themselves. Because, you know, what it is just, you know, when you're out there and you're living, you know, how you want to, like, how you want to live, whether that's, you know, sex, you know, you're having a lot of sex, or, you know, you're doing drugs, or you're drinking a lot of alcohol, and, you know, and I've been there plenty of times. But when that's, you know, when that's happening, you know, the devil doesn't care. You know, he, you know, you're right where he wants you. You know, you're not worried about, you know, the Lord. You're not worried about telling, you know, people about God. You're not worried about them experiencing, you know, his love through you. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense that, you know, you could just be careless and, you know, you feel like you have no repercussions because, you know, no one's coming against you. But, you know, the moment you step into the Christian life, you know, you get to experience God's love. You know, you still go through, you know, a lot of the problems that you have in the past. And that's because, you know, God wants to use you. And, you know, the devil's going to try and break you down, because now, you know, you're like a prize. And that's what a lot of people don't, you know, like, oh, you know, like, I'm not a Christian, and why is my life so good? And it's just like, because, you know, the devil's not worried about you. You know, you don't, like, you know, you can go and you can make all your money and you can, you know, live this careless, free life, you know, without, you know, without having any repercussions, because, you know, you're not, you just don't know about the Bible. And, you know, and that's really what, like, the difference between, you know, being a believer and being a non-believer. You know, when something goes wrong and, you know, you're a non-believer, you know, you don't really have anybody to turn to. And so, you know, a lot of you do turn to God because it's just, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you heard about God, but, you know, you're not really sure, but you just see when, you know, people are going through hard times, you know, that's what they do. You know, they turn to God. And, you know, that, and that's the craziest part, because, you know, like, you don't believe in them, you know, when you, you know, want to have all the sex or you want to do the drugs, but you believe in them, you know, as soon as, you know, something happens and, you know, you can't count on anybody else, you know, you come to them. And, you know, that's exact, like, you know, and there's absolutely, you know, there's obviously something wrong with, you know, you doing the wrong thing, but, you know, come to God as you are. That's, you know, that, like, that's what he says, you know, we come to me as you are. It doesn't matter, you know, everything you've done in the past, you know, what matters is right now. And so, you know, when you get in those moments, and, you know, Christians, you know, we still have moments like that, but we just, you know, we've already learned to, you know, lean on God, because, you know, when something happens, you know, we have no other choice except to lean on God, and we know that. But, you know, as a non-believer, you know, you only lean on him when you need something. But, you know, once you lean on him when you need something, like, you know, he's never going to go away. So once you know, like, once you know God and once you know Jesus, it's just not going to go away. You're always going to be, you know, thinking anytime you get into a situation or, you know, just, you know, on a regular basis, you're going to, you know, feel like there's something pulling you towards, you know, God's word, you know, or, you know, you might be doing something that you shouldn't be doing. And, you know, something's pulling you towards trying to, you know, do the right thing or the righteous thing. And, you know, that, like, that's why God is so amazing, because he uses everybody in, you know, all different parts of life. And so, you know, today I just kind of wanted to talk about, you know, forgiveness. And, you know, I'd like, you know, if you're like me and, you know, you have all the social media and all of those things, you know, you see like the funny memes about, oh, you know, if somebody does this to me, you know, like I'm going to cut them, or, you know, just something silly like that. And, you know, and I usually go in people's comment section, not to really rock the boat, but more to just, you know, tell them about forgiveness, because whenever you don't forgive somebody, it's just like, you know, it's like having them like trapped in your head, you know? So, you know, you don't forgive people for, you know, their sake. You forgive people for your sake. And a lot of people don't realize, like, just, you know, because when you have to live in, you know, just being upset with people and being frustrated with people for long periods of time, you know, it doesn't do anything to the other person, because, you know, they're going to go about their life and they're going to live their life. It's, you know, like, it's the one that festers on your brain all the time. You know, like when you're supposed to be in school studying, when you're supposed to be, you know, looking through your Bible, when you're supposed to be praying, when you're supposed to be being a parent, when you're supposed to be, you know, doing whatever you have to do, you know, that person's on your mind because you're still angry or upset for something that they did, you know, a while ago, you know, so, you know, months and years ago. And, you know, some people, you know, they never change it. You know, they're in their 70s and 60s and they are still upset at, you know, like their parents, you know, and, you know, their parent hasn't been alive for, you know, 30 years. And so, you know, and walking around and carrying all of that, you know, and holding on to that resentment is not good for us. It's not good for our souls. It's not good for, you know, any purpose. So, you know, forgiveness is key. Colossians 3:13 says, "The Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive." And, you know, this is like, as a Christian, this is the biggest, you know, this is one of the biggest things because, you know, the Lord, like, we do all sorts of messed up things. You know, just like every, you know, and it's everybody. There's not a person on this planet Earth that, you know, hasn't sinned or hasn't done anything that they're not proud of or, you know, just like anything really. And so the fact, you know, the fact that he forgives you, you know, he says he forgives you. So in turn, you must forgive others. Because, you know, if you see all of this love that I have for you and, you know, you just did the craziest thing, you know, whether that's, you know, drinking yourself into alcohol poisoning or, you know, smoking yourself into, you know, a munchie coma. It's just, you know, he says, I forgave you. After all of that crazy stuff you did, you know, after all of that just mayhem that you, you know, that you took us through, I want to, you know, I still want to forgive you. I still forgive you. So, you know, if you can do all the crazy things that you've done and God forgives you still, you know, what makes you, you know, like what makes you so special that you can't forgive, you know, somebody else who's done, you know, probably like less offenses to you than you to God, you know? So, I mean, that just puts the icing, you know, right on the cake. And, you know, you go further and you look at Matthew 6, 14, 15, and, you know, it says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And this, I mean, this is so powerful. So, so powerful because he's, you know, now he's saying that, yo, I've already forgiven you. So, dude, just go ahead and, you know, forgive that person. You know, they called you a bad name. They, you know, talked about you behind your back. Dude, that's nothing compared to what I forgave you for. So please just forgive them and you can move on with your life. They can move on with their life and you can be done with it. But if you don't forgive them, I will not forgive you. And dude, that's, I mean, that speaks so much volume because dude, just being afraid of, you know, Jesus, being afraid of God is, you know, where we start. And, you know, if I'm a Christian and, you know, I see that dude, like, he's like, yo, if I don't forgive them, you know, it's going to hurt, you know, it's going to hurt me because he's not going to forgive me. You know, I don't want that smoke. I'm telling you right now, I don't want that smoke. And because, you know, I'm nothing compared to God. You know, I'm like, you know, he knows my name because, you know, he's all powerful. And dude, I like, you know, I'm just like a speck, you know, of all the people that he's watching over. So, don't get it twisted. Like, you guys, you know, everybody thinks, you know, everything revolves around, you know, you, and it seems like that. And sometimes we need big things to remind us of, you know, how small we are. And, you know, sometimes that can be, you know, getting ill. Sometimes that can be, you know, losing sometimes close, like somebody close to you. Sometimes that could be like a natural disaster. So you kind of put things in perspective of, you know, how minute we actually are. And while, you know, just while, lost my train of thought. But, you know, it definitely, it puts things in perspective of, you know, what we need to do because of, you know, this is what the Lord is telling us to do. And it says, you know, I'm going to move on to another verse, and this is Romans 4:7-8. And the Bible says, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Dude, this is, I mean, you know, we're just getting into like some crazy level things. And man, dude, I just like, I really, you know, a lot of people, dude, we go through so many things. And dude, I get it. We all, you know, we've all been in places where, you know, it's just going to be hard to forgive people, or, you know, and it's even harder to forgive yourself for things you've done. And so, you know, just like forgiveness is key. And I tell everybody, and, you know, I try, like, you know, and this is not, I don't want to say I tell everybody, you know, like, I believe the Lord speaks through me. And so, you know, he tells everybody. But, you know, just for, you know, because there's been so many people who's, you know, like, human trafficking and the sex trafficking that goes on, you know, we've seen it a lot more in the news lately. You know, it's, dude, it's a crappy thing. It's like a really, you know, crappy thing. And like, we know it, you know, and, you know, people's whose, you know, parents give them up, you know, when they're a baby, or, you know, just different, you know, different things where, you know, it's so easy to put, you know, blame on somebody. And so, you know, that's where all your anger goes. And that's where, you know, just like your whole existence, you feel is based around, you know, somebody doing you wrong or people doing you wrong. And, you know, it happens in the church as well. Because, you know, while I'm not one of those people, you know, like, oh, the church shouldn't pay taxes, or, you know, or the church should pay taxes, or, you know, everybody's in church is a hypocrite. You know, and it's just people in general. You know, it's not just the people in the church, it's everybody. So, you know, the people in the church are just part of everybody. So, you know, whenever you hear people say, oh, the people in the church are hypocrites, you know, like, I'll use, you know, a Carl Lentz, you know, I'll use a Carl Lentz phrase, and he's just like, you know, like, all right, we got room for one more. Because, dude, you're just like, it's not, you know, everybody tries to place people on pedestals, you know, so like, whether you're the president, or, you know, a police officer, or, you know, a president of, like, of a school, or a principal, it's just like, dude, like, we're all just people, you know? So, you know, when you're in the headlines, you know, things get, like, really blown out of proportion. And, you know, a lot of people see it as just like, oh, this big person doing something, you know, bad. And you're just like, dude, he's just a human like all of us. Like, you know, we're all always doing something bad. We're all always sinning. And the best thing about that is being a Christian. It's, you know, like, we, you know, we don't care. God's already past that. You know, we've already done what we've done. And he said, dude, like, I really need you to turn another way and try not to be tempted by this. But if you are, I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to help you to get to the other side of this. Because, you know, when you think, you know, you think that, oh my gosh, I've done such a bad thing, nobody can ever forgive me. And just know that, you know, the Lord has already forgiven you, and he's already moved on, you know, to just like a new chapter. So, legit, forgiveness is key in all aspects. And, you know, going back to you know, the sex trafficking and just forgiving people who hurt you in the past, you know, it's such a painful thing to endure any of that stuff. So I get it. Like, I definitely get it. It's so hard, and you just don't know how you're going to be able to, you know, forgive, you know. Most of them, you know, they're just like, I don't even know how I'm going to live with this. So, you know, it's even harder to forgive somebody who's done such a, you know, crazy thing to you. But, you know, don't think of forgiveness as, dude, I'm doing this for, you know, that person. Because that person, but like, you know, that person's already took enough away from you. So by not forgiving them, you're allowing them to take even more. So, you know, however that works, or however long you are in that trafficking cycle, you know, it should, you know, you want it to end after there, but we all know that it doesn't. You know, they go years and years. Some of them never get over it, you know, suicide, or, you know, just growing old and having to live with that pain every day. Like, we never want that to happen. So, you know, forgiving them is, you know, helping you to move on. Like, forgiving them is saying that, you know, they have no clue about the error of their ways. So, you know, in turn, I'm going to forgive them so that I can move on with my life. And that's really, you know, that's what love and forgiveness is. Like, that's, you know, that's all it is. Jesus loved us, so he forgives us for everything. First Corinthians 16:14 says, let all that you do be done in love. And that's, you know, that's all it is. You know, we're always searching for love when, you know, it's already in our hearts in the shape of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. Dude, I'm going to repeat that. It says, let all that you've done be done in love. Dude, we legit don't even have to go past that. Because everything you do should be done in love. It says it right there. Everything you do should be done in love. And so, you know, and that includes forgiveness, that includes giving, that includes everything that you do should be done in love. It didn't say, oh, if that person hates you, you know, or if that person did something to you, go do something to them, you know, out of anger, out of frustration. No, he said, let all that you do be done in love. All, dude, and, you know, a lot of people goes, oh, you know, like, all, and they're exaggerating. This is no exaggeration, people. This is no exaggeration. He says all that you do, not some of the things that you do, you know, not when you're angry, you know, it's okay, or when you're frustrated, it's okay. No, he said let all that you do be done in love. Dude, I get goosebumps because it's, you know, that's so crazy. Because, you know, I've lived my whole life and, you know, I'm a people person. And I just, you know, very kind of outgoing. And a lot of people say so many things, you know, that come from the Bible, and they, you know, they tend to misinterpret a lot of things. And, or, you know, when you look to other worships, you know, like the Quran, or, you know, any other biblical manuscript, you know, if anything, you know, if anybody says that the word says that you should harm people, or, you know, you should be angry at people, or any of that, you know, you're reading the wrong Bible. It's just, you know, that's what it comes down to. Right there, he said, you know, he says it. There's nothing else to it. Dude, in 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. Dude, it's a closed chapter, bro. It's a closed chapter. That is, you know, it is what it is. It's a closed chapter. Dude, I just want to say, man, I love you. If nobody else tells you they love you, dude, I love you guys. And I really appreciate you guys listening. And, dude, just, you know, send me some, you know, DM me on Instagram or Facebook. You know, Anthony King Newton at Twitter. You know, King Newton 1077. I'd love to kind of get your, you know, just get a lot of things, like learn a lot from you guys, answer some questions, just anything, because, dude, I know that Jesus loves me, and, dude, you have to share this with the world. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you very, very much. And, you know, this is just his love enduring forever. Man, that speaks volume. Either way, guys, I really appreciate you listening. You're woke with Anthony. My name's Anthony Newton,
and I'm out.